This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Mark Allen Lewing Jr. Date of birth, October the 30th, 2003. Case ID number is 823-1675. Date of exam, October the 10th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a questionnaire of condition dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 19-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of autism / attention deficit hyperactive disorder and subluxation of the left patella. The claimant is presently unemployed and has not worked since January 1st, 2021. He did finish high school, a 12th grade level, in a normal classroom setting. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother. He is in college in his second year at South Texas Community College and is studying English to become an author. The claimant has been on disability for approximately 11 years for his condition. Allegations number one, autism / attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Number two, subluxation of the left patella. History of allegations, number one, autism / attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The claimant states that since 2012, he has had autism and hyperactive attention deficit disorder. He has difficulty going to school, but denies any suicidal ideation or attempt. He states that he is on medication, but does not recall the name of the medication. He did not bring the medications with him. The claimant suffers from insomnia, occasional decrease in concentration, and occasional decrease in motivation. His appetite is good, and he denies any anger episodes, but states that he does get nervous and has decrease in being able to focus and concentrate on what he's doing. The claimant was very jittery when he presented to my office and was tapping his leg constantly. He does have signs and symptoms of autism. However, he is in the second year of college and appears to be doing fairly well in school and is trying to get a degree to become an author. His condition is stable at this time. Allegation number two, subluxation of the left patella. The claimant states that also since 2012, he has had a subluxation of the left patella that goes in and out of place with minimal pain. He was diagnosed with chondromalacia patellar. X-rays were performed to confirm the diagnosis. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections. He has no symptoms unless the patella pops out, but it usually goes back on its own. He denies any other problems with his leg. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 5 hours, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He states he did have a brace for his knee, but did not present with the brace and uses no other assistive devices at this time. The claimant has changed doctors. He does not recall the name of his physician at this time as well. He's presently on no medications for pain and states that he likes to run and walk in the park for physical activity. Family history. His father is alive at 45 and has anger issues. His mother is 40 and has no other problems. Medications. He states he's on medication for hyperactive attention deficit disorder, but did not bring the medication and does not recall the name of the medication. Medical problems, autism / hyperactive attention deficit disorder, chondromalacia patellae on the left side, subluxation of the left patella. That's subluxation of the left patella. Obesity, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 237 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 8.5 inches. BP, 130 over 74 mmHg. Heart rate, 67 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 35. General, this is a 19-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian and presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to the last page? After neurological, on the last page, x-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to very mild attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Probable diagnoses: autism / hyperactive attention deficit disorder - being treated at this time appears to be a very mild case. He is able to function and communicate with other people and is presently in second year of college. Number two, subluxation of the left patella. Normal physical exam at this time and normal x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mark Allen Lawing, Jr.